Hey Josh, how's it going? Pretty good. I love this map that you made. Oh, if some there's some faction takeover. Well, I like that our allies are linked to us. That's very fun visual as well. Oh, that's horribly inefficient. And I'm not well versed in this, but is there anything with how they calculate where the lines need to go? Like, is it doing unnecessary math? Like vector stuff? Yeah, you would think that it wasn't that complicated. Yeah. No, I'm looking at my task manager and I have it open on Microsoft Edge. Oh, I'm looking at the computer task manager. I can look in the settings. I'm in Microsoft Edge, which is just the default, and Browser Task Manager. Okay, so right now it's on, and it's ranging from 130 to 170. Oh, it's going down a little bit, but let's turn it off and see what happens. Now it's down to 70. It's very intensive. I do not like how big Ambercall's base size is compared to everybody else. Well, where'd they get it from, Josh? How did they know they were going to need that? Those bastards. Anyway, I'm equally amused by how small some of the other ones are. Like Garrick Textiles having only two hexes for their base. They are fucked. They are so... Josh, George, hello. If you look at the map, there's this bases are varying in size within their land mass. And Amber Call has what looks like probably 15 hexes of base size, and Garrick Textiles right next to it has two hexes. We have, what, four, five? PLS is... Oh, the Pale Lantern Society is pretty big. Protectorate is big, which makes sense. The scale is relatively big, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty far back. They're hugging the scale. Yeah, good luck taking the scale down. Ministry of Cultural Progress. No, I. I think that Mike only heard the second half of my sentence, but. Well, I was talking about the Ministry of Cultural Progress, who built their base right up against the border to the scale, as if they're trying to, you know. Looks like Noah got a pretty nice haircut. Yeah, they're screwed. They are absolutely screwed. Yeah, they did a decent job. They might have it. They're underdogs. That's the kind of dog they got. Yeah, I was thinking they might be another good ally, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's why I need all the losers, George. Look at that base on Amber Call. I mean, They worship, they're a society of necromancers and healers endorsed by the Eternal Pulse. Also, they refused to speak to us. So I think oh, my bad. Yeah, great. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to 18 out of 20 in terms of number of friends, but right. I mean, guaranteed no, is Amber Call. No, well, that's why I said 18 out of 20, because I figured there, because there's only 19 groups, right? Including the Harlequins. Yeah. And also, they're kind of impartial, I feel, to the conflicts. I could be wrong about that, but. I don't think they'll do that, but you never know. If we could get, if we could get them to take over Necrolog, that could be really good. There's the proxy war. They're going to be full dead by the time I'm done. Yeah, we're going to have to try really hard to become friends with them. Because we need to be insulated. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really not sure because well, my sister is with people that are listening to the Herald, but I don't know who that doesn't like one-to-one match up with any of these companies necessarily. Not a lot, I don't think. Could be. They went out pretty far. Heard the herald's call. Could be. Also, I have absolutely no reason for this, but I'm suspicious of Ethereum Limited. They're the blue in the bottom left. They're an energy company. Yeah, Josh made a really good site. Little, can we someone send in the applause emoji for Josh, by the way? It's a spell, right? I don't have it, but it's something I could look to in the future if you think it would be helpful. Whoa. Are making scrolls crafting checks or arcana checks? Oh. I don't have magical crafting. Is that a skill feat? What kind of feat is that? Let me do some investigating, please. Magical crafting, expert in crafting. I'm only trained right now, guys. I did think about taking Dream Message, but I get very few spell selections, so I didn't go for it. Yet. Well, you got to ask the question, Josh. Also, Mike made a comment on the AI summaries that you've been working on, with the one that said, and then they decided to play Pathfinder. And I almost had an opposite reaction. Ooh, a little voice crack. That was fun. I thought it was kind of funny. In my point of view, the AI does not understand that we're playing Pathfinder as like our main activity. And so it just sees us doing stuff and it's like, oh, they talked about this and this and this. And then, oh, and then they played some Pathfinder. Okay. It was like, yeah. And actually, give me 1 minute before we start. Apologies. September, personally. Epic. No. See, like, Yeah, I just looked. It's pretty wide, expansive. Our merry little band. I was thinking, when I saw her, I would probably say hello. Well, what for one thing, we don't even know for sure that she's going to be here. But yeah, I'm a little nervous to see her, to be honest with you, because I'm worried, that her mind has been, addled by whatever she's been. I don't think I could do that to a mind as complex as anyone here, especially someone like my sister, who's also psychically gifted. That's hard to say. She has been working with my grandmother, who is very powerful. And then I don't know what's happened to her since getting in with this other crowd. If I did, I definitely wouldn't share if I knew. Well, I mean, the one thing is, if you see, you know what it looks like when I, channel my psyche, that wears off, and then you have, some time where you're a little dazzled. I have a lot of auditory, very interesting. Yeah, I don't think I have any subtle spells personally, but I don't know. She might have a totally different set of, spells than me. Yeah, it's not a horrible idea. Well, no, I'm just nervous to see her. That's all. I just don't want to make, I also don't want to make her too suspicious. Which, as you all know, I'm very much not. Yeah, I guess I'll try to. No, I'll try to reach out to her. Do you think that I should wait until where we've got going so that she's got nowhere to run? I think I'll wait anyway. Unless you really want me to do it before we go. Okay, so here's who we haven't spoken to yet. Sable and Sons, Etherian Limited, Verdant Holdings, The Run Gunners, Radiant Gun, The Pale Lantern Society, Amber Call, and Garrick Textiles. Oh, you're right. Right, yeah, why did that happen? We skipped a couple, yeah. Gosh, unless that would be really grueling for you. I'm so on it. Whoa. And you'd also allow one of each. Yikes. And I got a 20. 20. The only thing they worship is the open road. Maybe Radiant Arms, or I would talk to Garrick Tactiles. I would. I feel like there's going to be one person there. Oh my god, it's a mom and pop shop. Oh my god, I feel so bad. Mr. Obratz, if you have any magical items that you could maybe deal with parting with, you are able to feed them to your heart and maybe expand your home. is going. It's okay, I gotta. That would give you mythic proficiency. Anyway, I got a 34, so we should be all right. Maybe Ambercall will just make him an offer he can't refuse instead, and he'll live. Oh, that could happen, yeah. So I have to mind control him first, is what you're saying. I'll start sending him dream messages. But don't worry, Josh. I got a 34. And can a connection be broken? Nice. Does their heart have a name? I would connect. It's fine. We can do it. I'm nervous, but we could definitely do it. I guess it would be good to really see who it is. I feel like they're going to be aligned with Amber Call. Yeah. Sorry about that, Josh. That's my bad, apparently. Yeah. I don't speak ant, so I don't know how advanced their culture is. Well, it was really great to make some introductions. I did Arcana and I got a 28. Right. So my personal opinion is this craft is kind of unprecedented in size and function, and it will really require us to taking our first step of the journey to make any calculations of, you know, what its efficiency is. They've got these big arms that spin around, and I'm not sure what they do yet, but they have something to do with the ability of the Strider to jump. Yeah, this first jump will elucidate a lot, I think, about what the rest of the journey will be like. Can I ask you actually an Oh, sorry. Well, my name's Anzu. We're part of Iconoclasm. I'm trying to become a student of the Void Song, if you will. Because, you know, with it being such a new phenomena, we're going to need someone like that, or people like that, really. I'm wondering if you've got any, you know, theories, or if, you know, that's part of the draw of you being here, you know, is the Void Song itself. I do believe that it is a cry for help of some kind, and so maybe you're onto something, because I get kind of a similar feeling of need, and yeah, so that's very fascinating. Yeah, we didn't get that memo either. I'm not sure how some people did, because some people were very much ready for that, but. That's true. Just trying to be as far away from them as possible. I hate to say it is a bit of a crackpot theory, but it's not out of the question. Fascinating. Now, before we speak to them, I do want to point out that they, outside of the Strider, their company is very competitively against Hildebrandt. It doesn't mean they're bad people, but they are going to have, different opinions. Yeah. So.
We're petty.
No, no, you're absolutely right. That's why I wanted to point it out before we went in. And Radiant Arms, I think, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think of who I want to speak to most. I kind of like want to talk to Radiant Arms. Josh, in the firearms industry, do Radiant Arms and Sable and Sons compete, or do they have kind of different niches? Well, Garrick put theirs in the front because they were planning on using the whole space. Well, that's not true. She's a little pixie. No, I think she can slip out. She could. I forget what they're called, but I know them. And I'm Anzu. We have just been kind of going around trying to, you know, meet everybody. You know, we're going to probably be on this thing for a while, so it's good to be friendly with folks and get to know each other. Master of Ceremonies. Yeah, I'm endlessly fascinated by the Void Song. That's why I'm here. Assigned. He said assigned. Oh. I'm on it. Nailed it. 51. We had a conversation with the master of ceremonies, and they were almost salivating at the thought of there being conflict. Yeah, we were met with some rather standoffish folks, really kind of in it for themselves, and some folks talking about wanting to maintain an edge in this place, so. Indeed. Right. Along those lines, we're not looking to be the last man standing when we get there. We'd rather have some other folks at our side. So, if that's something you're interested in, we're looking to have some friends around. Yes, actually, our space is not too far from here, and our shared neighbor, Hildebrand here, has also been pretty forthcoming. So, could be a nice block, this area, the Strider. That is a decent idea at some point, but maybe not right now. I do like it though. Oh, is that like a rule that they have or something? They have like some kind of politeness code. He says this, and I go, is that even a thing? What is he talking about? I think I got a 38 crit. Yeah, I did. I know a lot about vampires. Argyle superstitious. Maybe I should have been thinking about this more for the last hour. No, I do think it's a good idea. One minute of speech. Roughly 150 words. All right, sis, let me lay down a track. Josh, can you do me a favor and remind me of some of the notable landmarks that are not these like particular properties owned by the different orgs? Right. Okay, and the gala is going to be in the evening. And does the restaurant have a name? Or is it just kind of the restaurant? Okay. Yeah, I just want to the reason yeah. It's Giacomo's. Anyway, okay, so it says that the spell, if the person is not actively sleeping, they get it like the next time they sleep. So I would have casted it like the night before the gala, like sometime in the evening, so that she would experience it that night if she was, in this time zone. And I'll just say, hello, sister. Sorry to reach out to you in this way. I spoke to Dad. He said you might be out and about as well. And then I'll name drop the restaurant and say, if that sounds like somewhere near you and you'd like to chat, I'll be having brunch there tomorrow morning. Guys, I left my sister a message to meet me at brunch if she was here. So, I don't want it to seem like I'm expecting conflict. But it would probably be good if you guys were nearby. Yeah, but she's my sister, we're supposed to be friends. Well, the thing is, she did start to experience her psychic abilities earlier than me. That is something that I kind of struggled with for a while, so. I would be mad, but I'm really proud of you for making a joke. Yes, have you had any inquiries about your audition sign? It would be great if Sylvan Grayson came and was like, "Hey, so I'm here at the improv class. I love the performing arts." If we could ch instead of using Inception to get him to turn on his father's company, we just use the magic of music. All right, I'm going to brunch. We're going to brunch. I think we're all going, but I'm going to kind of sit like at a smaller table. Or Obrat. Give him another hex on the map. Do androids have blood? Do they come up on blood sense? It's a decent book. It doesn't look like Galzu. I'm not going to immediately go to the other Tengu, although it is odd that there's another one here. I'll just sit at kind of my own table, at least for a little bit, but somewhere where I can see where this other Tengu is. Oh no. That's going to be horrible. I got a 7. I have a +2 to medicine, so. Oh. Yeah. I know we spent a lot of time walking and driving around a big city. What in Halia, how rare is it to see a Tengu, like, in the city? Like, are they around? Is it pretty rare? Okay. And then the last thing I'll do before I just sit and wait is send Othello just kind of up into the sky, do a little circle and view through his eyes. All right. And I guess it's his perception, right? Not mine. Oof, really bad. 13. I hang out. What I'll say is let's go an hour for now. But let me know if the other Tengu starts to mobilize prior to that. I'll go over to him briefly, and just say, hey, I don't mean to bother you, you can go on your way, but just want to say it's nice to see a familiar face of sorts around here. Yep. I'll shake. I'll say, my name's Anzu. I'm here with Kynoclasm. Who are you here with? Oh, great. Nice to meet you. Well, I'm glad that we'll be sharing some space around here with all these low altitude folks. You know what I'm saying? Indeed. That's right, yeah. All right. Thanks. Well, yeah, enjoy your day. See you later. Anzu just thinks to himself how derivative a last name Crow is for someone like us. Oh my god, you're absolute Lark, yeah. Yeah, we've heard of Lark. Yeah. Because he supplied those stupid bandits, right? You don't need to talk to him. He's just a guy. You wish. I'm sitting at my own table. Yeah, I give it a second hour. Maybe she's not here. I doubt it. She's pretty smart. I roll to attack with my beak. What did you just say? Well, what I like is that one of them was talking to some friends of ours. The Sylph was talking to Taz. Taz works for Prime Meridian. Whoa, that's electric. Ooh. We should hire some non-listening bodyguards. Anzu will use his mythic point. I'm only trained. I get 8 points if I'm trained, or six? Incredible. I got a 39. Where's the line into critical? Whatever you prefer, George. Okay. Gosh. Yikes. Yeah, that was him. He did not have enough Void Song in him. Hey, it still might be. I mean, this was the result of pulling the Void Song out of him, so it's not ideal. It's not looking great for my theories right now. But next session, I'm gonna have a powwow with Yao, and yeah, we're gonna figure it out. So. Go ahead. Don't remember. I'm here. Oh. Josh scheduled an appointment for me. I'm just gonna flee. I'm going to put Sylvan Grayson in betwixt myself and the creature. I just got the Gala to load. Why do they all have moods? Josh. Oh my All of these creatures, they're called trusting Barghest, cowardly Barghest. Why is there both? How is there both? No, that one's actually on our side. It'd be a bad look, though. Listen, there's so much chaos. Anything could happen. Right. There's the qualifier of, is it achievable? Guys, what if my sister's a stowaway and she's below decks? Oh my God, if they come for Pavo, I'm going to be so upset. But not all of them are here anymore. I didn't think he'd be so weak that just the act of being here would kill him. I need to rest. Benny, you're not currently at maximum hit points. I rested already. Indeed. Hey. Peace.